We are learning the Sefer Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, and we are beginning the last two lines of Kuf Nun Amid Beis. In the Mishnah it said, the Tanakhama said, that you are allowed to go to the end of your Tchum on Shabbos, walk to the end of your Tchum, in order to be ready to watch your Peiris right after Shabbos. And what's the reason? The reason is because it's not also to watch your Peiris on Shabbos. Therefore, to be Machshech, which means to go to the end of your Tchum, is also not also. And the Gemara ended off with the Mishnah ended off with a klal from Abishol. Klal Oma Abishol, Kol She Ani Zakoy Bamirasa, Roshani Lahak Shalom. Anything I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to tell someone to do, I am allowed to Machshech Lov also. So the more of the question is, what's Abishol adding on and what's he saying exactly? So the Gemara, Abishol, hey, what's Abishol going on? Ilema Reisha Koyi. If it's going on the Reisha, the Tanakhama says, Eimach Shichim ala Tchum, Lisko Poyalim Havi Peris. The Tanakhama said, you're not allowed to go to the end of the Tchum in order to hire a Poyalim after Shabbos. So then, if it's going on that, then he's saying the Klal is, anything I'm allowed to do, I'm allowed to be Machshich, anything I'm not allowed to do, I'm allowed to be Machshich. So he should have said, hi, why did he say, hi, Kol Shani Zakoy Bam Rosa Rishani Vichashichosoi? Why did he say, whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to go to the end of my Tchum for? He should say the opposite. Kol she'eini zakoyi b'amrasa. Anything I'm not allowed to say, for example, to hire poilim, eini rishon v'chashichosa, I'm allowed to go to end by tchum. That's how you should say it. If it's Klaus trying to explain the ratio, that any time it's usher to do, you're not allowed to be machshich alav, so then he should have said it like that. Why does he say in the positive that anything I'm allowed to do, I'm allowed to be machshich? Say, Allah sefer, you must be going on the sefer. The Sefer says of Machshechu Lishmar or maybe Peris Viyadai, he's allowed to go to the end of his Tchum in order to watch over his Peris. So that the Abishol says, anything I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to go to the end of the Tchum. Frank the Gemara, but should have said it the opposite way. The wording should have been different. Hi Kol Shani Zakoy Bechashichosoy, Rishoy Ani Abin Rosa Boyalei. It should have said anything I'm allowed to walk to the end of the Tchum for, I'm allowed to talk about. Because how would he be able to say that anything I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to be machshich? We never talked about anything that's mutter to say. All we talked about in the Mishnah was that you're allowed to go be machshich and go to end the Tchum to watch Paris. He should have made the klal that way. Anything I'm allowed to be machshich, I'm allowed to say. So, Dimar lo'ilam asefer koyim. Really, it's going on the sefer. And the sefer that says that you're allowed to be machshich for shmira. I had a question was, why does Avishol say, Kol Shani Zakoy Bami Rasai? Why does he say that? Avishol Ahokoy is going on a memra of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, which they both agreed to. Both Tanakam and Avishol agreed to this memra. Ahokoy, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Mutu La Odom Loim Lachaveroi, Shemarli Perish Shavatumach, Vani Eshmar Lacha Perish Shavatumi. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel says, I'm allowed to tell my friend, you know, I have. In my tchum are Reuven's Peiris, and I'm Shimon, and in Reuven's Rishus is my Peiris, Shimon's Peiris. So we each cannot watch our Peiris because out of a tchum, but you are in the tchum of my Peiris, so you could watch it. So you let me tell your friend like this: you watch my Peiris, and I'll watch your Peiris. Even though it's out of my tchum, it's your tchum. You're allowed to say that. Why? Because watching Peiris is not also on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel's memra. Agav, I just want to speak out Agav, that you see from here that even though you can do something, you're allowed to tell someone else to do that thing on Shabbos. And the example of this would be in Halacha, if you're Mekabel Shabbos already, you're allowed to tell another Yid that was not Mekabel Shabbos to turn on a light for you. And Halacha is you're allowed to say that, according to the Mechaber. It brings that Yashomrim, but Mechaber holds in Reish Samach Gimel, and the Reish Samach Gimel that you're allowed to tell not a yid to turn on the light view, and the makaras in this gemara, because this gemara is a voyer, someone who's out of your tchum, but still it's his tchum. He could do the malacha for you. He could watch a few, even though it's out of your tchum. So going on this memory, they both agree to this memory. You're allowed to tell your friend. You're allowed to tell your friend. You know, you watch my Paris, I'll watch your Paris. And on those words of Amir, v'kama abashal tanakama milay moedus the mutter. Aren't you? We both agreed to this memra that you let it tell your friend to watch Paris. So ve'ema. So therefore, let me make a klal, and the klal is kol shani zakoy b'ami rasoi rishay ani lahach shuchalav. So Avishol telling Tanakama, you don't have to be so specific. Let's make a klal. The klal is anything I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to go to the end of the Tchum for. And he's saying that therefore it's not only why you pick only a case of going to the end of the Tchum to watch your parents. Anything that's mutter, you could do. Anything that's mutter to say, you're allowed to go to the end of your Tchum. And that was Avishal's klal adding on. He's adding on that anything that's mutter to say, you're allowed to go to the end of your Tchum for. Now, what is that coming to be marba? So the Gemara is going to say, it's coming to be marba, the halacha of machshichim al tchum lefakech iske kala iske meis. The halacha is that even though it's there, it's malacha, but you're allowed to talk about iske kala and iske meis because it's a mitzvah. So therefore, you're all also allowed to be machshich for that, even though that's a iske malacha. But since it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to talk about it, therefore you're allowed to be machshich. And that's what Avishal is coming to add on. And Taka Rashi speaks out that the next Mishnah that says this halacha, machshichim al tchum lefakech iske kala iske meis, is going according to Avishal. So the klal asuyimai, that I spoke outside, we'll see it inside the Gemara now. Klal asuyimai, what's the klal of Abba Shaul that's saying anything you're allowed to talk about, you're allowed to go be machshich, you're allowed to go to any of the tchum for, what's it coming to include? Asuyimai, lasuyi hodu tonu rabbanon, e machshich v'al tchum l'hov behema. You're not allowed to go to the end of the tchum in order to bring your behema in. Because talk about a case where your behema was added a tchum, and you're not allowed to bring it in on Shabbos, and therefore it's a shayla of malacha, so you can't wait to the you go to the end of the tchum in order to bring the behemah in. Hoysa medes chosu tchum, kar lo avihiba. You're allowed to call it. You let it go. Let's say it's the end of the tchum. You let it call it and come in klal. That's not your iser. To call it by dibur and bring it into the tchum, that's not iser. Now, just to stop here on these halachas, there's nothing to do with the Shah of Avashav, it's not these halachas. The first halacha said that you can't be machshuch al tchum lahavi behema. And the question is, we learned yesterday that there's some things called burgenim, that if you could do burgenim, then l'charit you could go out of the tchum also. So, Taisa speaks, as is kasha, Taisa de masla ein. Taisa answers, talking about behema that you have to carry. And therefore, it's a muksa really. And that's why you can't be machshuch al tchum, because you're not allowed to carry this behema on Shabbos, because it's a muksa, and therefore you're not allowed to go to the end of the tchum in order to bring it in either. So the Brayza says, the klal of Avashal, kol shani zekai b'mirasa, anything you're allowed to talk about, Rosh Hashanah, l'hachshuch lo, I'm allowed to go to the end of my tchum for, u'machshichim lefakeach iske kala v'iske ameis. I'm allowed to go to the end of the tchum in order to take care of iske kala, even though it's a malacha, but since it's a mitzvah, I'm allowed to do that, I'm allowed to talk about it. Well, iske ameis l'hav l'orim v'tachrichim. And for Iske Meis, to bring the Ara and the Tachrichim, and you can tell the people around you, go after Shabbos this place, go to this place to pick up the Ara and have a Makam Pliny. You didn't find it for $100, buy it for $200. All these things that Tzarech Mitzvah allowed to say. Risi Vuda, Imer, Vavachal, Yachkos, Kumakach. Risi Vuda argues in the last halacha of 100 and 200, because he holds it's not Tzarech Mitzvah enough to speak about the exact price. But upon him, what we see in this price is that Kol Shani Zakai B'Mirasoi Roshani L'Hachshuch Lov means to teach us even things that are malacha, but if you let it talk about it, you let it machshuch lov. And it comes out the next Mishnah is going to Avashal, not Tanakama, because Pashas were assuming, like Rashi's Mashmah, that Avashal is arguing on Tanakama. Tanakama holds only by Shmira you let it talk about. But for Iske Kala, Iske Hameis, which is Issa Malacha, even if you're allowed to talk about it, you're not allowed to be machshich alav. Only by Shmira he holds allowed to be machshich, but not by these things. So the Mishnah weiter. Machshichim ala tchum lefakeach is kal v'skei meis. You're allowed to be machshich ala tchum, which means you're allowed to walk toward the end of your tchum to ready after Shabbos to go buy stuff for the kala, to cut down flowers for the kala, or v'skei hameis, to have the oren tachrichim, to go make the oren and tachrichim. You're allowed to wait at the end of the tchum for that. Again, we said because Tzarchei Mitzvah. But no halacha now. Nochri Shahavi Chalilim. Those days, used to play flutes by a levaya in order to make the olam sad. They used to have Chalilim. Now, on Shabbos, there was a mace, and the levaya was scheduled for after Shabbos, and a guy brought Chalilim v'Shabbos. Now, we know it was brought for the Yid, because why else did they bring these Chalilim? So it was brought for a Yid from the Eretz Tchum. Lo yispay de behem Yisrael. Yisrael is not allowed to use it for the Hesped forever. That's what Rashi says. It's a Knas, because it's clear they brought it for the Yid. Like Rashi says, Ein derech lavi chalilim b'shvil meis. They only bring it for a meis. And we know what the guy brought it on Shabbos for the Yid from Chutz L'Tchum. We made a Knas, a Gzeira, can never be used for this meis. Ever. Because a Knas. Because people might come and tell Goyim to do things, you know. And that's why there's a Knas, lo yisbe behen Yisrael. Elam came ba'al makom karav. Only if it came from in the tchum, then it's fine. So Tosis argues about how long you're not allowed to use it. Tosis says you have to wait kedesh shiyasu, how long it takes to bring it. That's what Tosis says. Now it says ba'al makom karav is not a problem because in the tchum. So Tosis has a kasha. Okay, good. Good. What happened to the no problem at tchum? What happened to the issa havayitza? It came from a rabbin to a shishiyachid. So Tosis answers that's not such a big anah. So therefore, there's no issa anah for that. If that's a 1 minute anah, it doesn't pass kedesh shiyasu. The whole idea kedesh shiyasu over there. There are other Rishonim who have different turrets in this gash, that's Tosis turrets. Also, like Aram Mechav like Keva. So Rashi learns what it means is that they made an Aram not for you, for themselves. Mechav like Keva, they dug a Keva. You cover by Yisrael, then you land a bury Yisrael there. Mevishvil Yisrael, but if they did it for the Yisrael, lo you cover by Elamus. You should not bury him forever in this Keva. You should not bury him in this Keva forever. So according to Rashi, it's really the same halacha like by Chalilim. Lo yisbeh mishol means la'olam, he also lo yikavah by olamis. According to Tosfos, kever is different than Chalilim. That even though by Chalilim, all you have to do is wait kedei shiyasa, by burying Yisrael, it's a different halacha because there, since it's in a public place, everyone knows about it, it could be there, it'll be asur olamis also. We'll see more in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Mai b'makom karav. It said that if he brings Chalilim from Makom Karav, then Halacha is allowed to use it. What does it mean he brought from Makom Karav? Rav al Makom Karav Mamish. Rav holds that the only time it's mutter is that you know for sure that he was within the Trum, he brought from within the Trum. Shmuel says a kula. And the word Chashinan can pass by a kula, Rashi says. Chashinan means as long as you could suspect that it was in the Trum, that's enough. You don't have to know for a fact in the Trum. Only it was possible that, and you don't know for sure it came from out of the Trum, then it's fine. And the Gemara says, Fiar Girsa, Deka Masisim Kavasei to Shmuel, our Mishnah's Mashma like Shmuel, the Tani, also like Aaron, Mechapa like Kever, if he made an Aaron or built a Kever, could cover by Yisrael. And in the end of it, says, if it's for Shvili Yisrael, it's also. Now, why in this case is it Mutter? It must be because it's only a Suffolk. Alma Mesveka Shari, Hachanami, by the Chalilim Sveik Ashari. So the fear we have, I guess, it's a Raya, there's a Mesisim Deka like Shmuel, that even Mesafik, the Halach is that it's not Asa. Now in Moritz, the Tanya Kosei, the Rav, which also is Machlek, who is like. But Tanya Kosei, the Rav. There's a Mishnah, it's Shavatanam Kosei, the Rav. The Mishnah, it's a Raya to Rav. It says in the Mishnah like this, we had this before in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah actually in Machshirin. Eretz Yisrael v'nachum Darumba, a city where Yisraelim and Goyim live. V'hoisva Merchetz, it was a Merchetz, a Merchetz for Shabbos, it was open on Shabbos. Now in those days, it was a big job to cook up the water for Shabbos, for the Merchetz, for the bathhouse. Im Roiv Nachrim, if it's Roiv Nachrim, le'erev Rechetz v'miyad, if it's Roiv Nachrim in the city, so then Motz Shabbos, you could go to the bathhouse miyad, because they didn't do it for you, they did it for the Goyim. Im Roiv Yisrael, if it's Roiv Yisrael, yam t'magesh yichamu, you have to wait until time it takes to cook up water. Mechza, Mechza, 50-50, then, Osir, it says, Yamtin, Akadesh Yachum Chaim. You have to wait, Kadesh Yasu. So, Pashtus, it's a riot to Rav. Even though Mechza, Mechza is a Suffolk, you see, Mesuffolk, it becomes Osir, and it's a riot to Rav. Rav Yehuda, Imer, Yehuda says in this Mishnah, Mabati Ktana, if it's a small little bath, in Yeshba Roshus, if there's Choshev of people, Choshev of Goyim in the city, Rechaz of Yad, you'll let it right away be washing it Matzah Shabbos. What's Pshat? My Roshus. I'm Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yehuda Rav Yehuda. Yes, by Odom Choshus. Yes, by Asar Avodim. Shmucham Lo Yud Kumkum and Vasachas. You have 10 Avodim who could cook up 10 Kumkum at one time. Vavati Ketana in a small Avati Mut Luchas and Yad. Because you can assume it happened after Shabbos. Since you could do it so easily, you can assume it happened after Shabbos. So actually, Rav Yehuda is a riot to Shmuel. So therefore, Rashi really has another girsan. He says, this price is not like Rav, it's a riot to Shmuel. And the riot is from Rav Yehuda. Because the Reisha, it says Mechza, Mechza, is not a kasha on Shmuel. You know why Mechza, Mechza is also? Because he did it for both. He did it for Yisraelim and he always does it for the Roiv. So if it's Roiv Nachum, it's Mutter. If it's Roiv Yisrael, it's also. If it's Mechza, Mechza, he also, it's also, because he did it for both. And that has nothing to do with the Mechlekes Rav and Shmuel, where you're Chashinim and Safik and that. Here he did it Vadai for both, and therefore it's also, and therefore it's not a Raya to the discussion of Rav and Shmuel. That's how Rashi, second Gersa, says that's the Ikka Gersa. That's the Ikka Gersa that this Bryce is really writing to Shmuel, and the right is from Rav Yehuda, where you don't know for a fact, but he said if it's a small bath, you can assume it was done all Matzah Shabbos if there's a Rosh Hashanah here. Even though you don't know for sure he did it for the Rosh Hashanah, he did it for the Chash of a person. So Akapadim, it's a riot to Shmuel. So that's what Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what does Makom Karav mean? It means that you know for sure came from a close place, or even for a Safek. Zok Tengvar Vaita, also La Oray Mechor Feloi Kever. Great thing about our kasha. Here's now the end of the Mishnah said if you made a kever, then you're allowed to bury yourself. But if you made it for the Yisrael, it's also Yilamas. Great thing about our kasha. How could you bury someone if Oslo Aron Heki you bury Halkanami Yam Tekesh Yasu? You also should wait Tekesh Yasu. L'charem maybe. So way Rashi learns the kasha. The kasha is be Rav. Rav learns the Masafik's not Mutta. Has Rav learned this Mishnah? And the Mishnah it says that you're allowed to become Yisrael. I, it's a suffix. You should wake the Yisrael, because maybe it was done for the Yisrael. And for the Gemara, Amaula. And why is the Gemara's kasha for Rashi, daf the Yisrael, not Olamis? Because not Muchach Milsa, that's for the Yisrael. Not by Chalilim, it's Muchach for the Yisrael, because no other reason to bring it. Here, we're not sure. But if we're not sure, at least, if the Yisrael, you should wait, according to Rav. Amaula, this kever is in the middle of the street. And a Yisrael never gets buried in the middle of the street. So clearly, they dug it for a goy, not for a yid. So the word tenach kever, Aron ma'ikme. What do we say about Aron? Aron that made it for the yid. How do you know he made it for the goy? Amar avoh ba hamutal al kivrei. The Aron is mutal on his kever, so we know they made it in order for whoever's getting buried in this kever is usually this Aron, and therefore, we know it's for a goy, not for a yid. That's how Rashi is the Gemara. Tais says that other Rishonim will learn this Gemara a different way. The Gemara's kasha is on the end of the Mishnah. It says, lo yikav by Olamis. And the question is, why do you wake this Yasu? It's like Chalilim. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara's tarot that is, since it's in a Mokim Rabbim, everyone sees it, therefore they asked it, Olamis, because it's a bigger bazillion to get buried in a thing that the guy made and to be mamish everyone to know about, and that's why it'll be awesome. That's the whole different way of the other Rishonim and the Gemara. It's mamish two different ways how you learn the Gemara. Vakapadim comes out, if you Rashi, that we're learning that going to the Rav, and it's talking about Misrati, so it's always for a guy. Tosfos in the Machal Deka asks that before he said the Mishnah is Meduyik like Shmuel, because Osloi Aroin isn't even Misafik. And Frank Tosfos, the Gemara here is Zetzin Yain, they were talking about it was Misharabim, so it wasn't Misafik. That's why Tosfos takes out the Girsa before that the Deka Mastisim Kavasir Shmuel because of this Kasha. Ayin Shom.